Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, 92.9 FM and presents Memphis's biggest sports columnist.
You ain't got to do nothing, homeboy. You ain't writing nothing. No, you ain't. He ain't writing nothing. I ain't letting him write. He ain't getting no interview.
It's the award-winning Jeff Calkins from the Daily Memphian and the Jeff Calkins Show.
I don't get no interview. I know. I'm good.
On 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is something they call a groundbreaker. So let me first apologize to the shirts and the ties for your makeup. 'Cause I'll make you ugly as soon as it drops. We're on a rampage, bottles popping up before you know it. There's rubber and dust 'cause we'll be pushing it up. Somebody say you gentlemen, what you're about to witness is no illusion.
Morning, everybody. Happy Friday. And now Jeffrey's looking all official. What accounts for this? You're decked from head to toe in MUS Owls regalia.
That's right. I'm heading to Nashville to watch the Owls take on NBA here in between shows.
I, for the record, I don't mind the drive to Nashville at all. I think the drive to Nashville is a good drive. It's an easy drive. And I like the way that it's neatly divided. You've got, you know, from here to Jackson is sort of one leg.
Yeah.
One leg. And then you got to the Tennessee River.
Yep.
And then once you're at the Tennessee River, you're basically exactly an
the
hour
home stretch.
Away.
Yeah.
And so then it's the following third. It's straight. You don't have to think. It's a perfectly easy drive that I've done now 27 million times. I don't mind it at all. You got NBA tonight, though.
I would throw out one caveat on that.
What's the problem? I mean, there's some trucks along the way. That's
No. If you have to go to, like, last year we played Pope John Paul, and it's on the other side of the city. Like, you have to cross downtown, go across the river.
Okay, that's fine. That's not as good.
That's miserable. That lasts, like, that three-hour drive becomes four.
How do you feel about a pilot station? I'll be honest. I like pizza from Pilot. You know, where they have the pre-made pies there under the heat lights?
They look a
little more delicious than they are.
I think they've got strong, solid fountain drinks, but I'm more of a snack guy. I don't really get the foods. I'll get, like, Chex Mix or something.
It's
something you can get at anything.
You've never had the Pilot pizza?
I have, but I just –
I think with the boys, we'll take a whole pie.
Yeah.
We've taken a whole pie before, and I enjoy the Pilot pizza.
And, I mean, for the record, I have no problem with
gas station
food.
I like a good road trip. It's funny. I was texting with a friend today who had heard our conversation, speaking of road trips, with Brian Simmons. We've had him on twice now, my classmate from college.
We've had him in studio.
I'm not going to go into this. Jesus. Anyway, so happy Friday, everybody. How's the how's that tilt shaping up, MUS and NBA?
Jeff, the biggest improvements that, of course, you make as a football team is from week one to week two.
How many weeks have they played?
This is technically our second game.
Right. I know that. Oh, wait. You had what? You lost to?
Yeah, Christian Brothers. And we left ourselves a lot of room for improvement. We left ourselves a
How's
lot of room.
How's NBA looking?
Like they always do. It's
How
so
do they
fine.
Always look?
Like they're fun, like their sound, like they're never going to wow you, but they're always very good.
Like who is the edge in that series over the years? Who's the better which is the better program?
Well, if you're just judging by wins, losses, and championships, that would be the Memphis University School.
Memphis University School. Anyway, happy trails to you today as you will be doing the broadcast of the games. It's another Friday. We got lots of folks playing football. In fact, we're going to change it up just a little bit today. Jason Smith, as usual, will be joining us in the next segment. We'll talk to Jason. Chris Harrington, as usual, will join us at 10 o'clock. And I actually think I'm going to go to one of those taco trucks today for lunch, the one with the rib tacos that he was talking about yesterday.
I had tacos for lunch yesterday, too, after that conversation.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
From where?
I went to Los Tortugas, the Deli Mexicana. So I had to get I got my hair cut, and it was right there, and I was like,
I see. So you went and ate at a restaurant.
Correct.
Yes.
Well, to go.
Well, I'm going to go to a food truck today for lunch, I believe. And anyway, he'll be joining us at 10 o'clock to talk about the NBA. And then we typically do Fish on Friday. It has run into something though. We actually have games now. We have games to talk about. So I think we're going to end up bumping Fish on Friday to another day, because Friday we need to make people money. Lots of people have lost money during this pandemic, and
what better way to get it back than gambling on sports?
And well, that's the thing. So the government has not, like, originally they extended all those, you know, benefits. There was this, you know, program that provided $1,000 to people and enhanced unemployment benefits and all of that. But Congress couldn't get its act together to renew that. It ran out, and people now might well be hurting in a way that before they were being buffered. And so if you simply take whatever little money you have left and you gamble it on sports, that would be a way to see your way through, right?
And it's a responsible thing to do, Jeff. I don't know if you ever remember, back when Tunica first opened, they used to run the promotions down at the casinos, double your paycheck. This is exactly the same thing.
So double your paycheck. And I actually, and it's a little different, like this one's going, it's not going to account for the official records, but I did give Jeffrey $1,000 just this morning.
Mm-hmm.
I put 10 crisp $100 bills in his hand, and I said, Jeffrey,
seemed to have misplaced those.
Go and invest these as you see fit in whatever games you wish, and let me know how my investment is growing week to week. And so today he's going to begin that investment program, and we will do Jeff's bet starting sometime in the second hour. And then we're not dumping Fishman. We're just moving him. We're going to move him. We're going to find another place for...
This feels oddly like a breakup that... No.
We're just taking
You're great.
We're just taking a little break.
Yeah.
Right. Fish, it's not you.
Yeah.
It's not you. It's us. We just need a little space. Honestly, we just need a little space. So that is the lineup for today. We got Jason Smith. And then we got Chris Harrington, and then we are going to come to your financial rescue here in the Jeff Calkins, on the Jeff Calkins show. There were two fun games last night. Yes, two fun games last night. Let's talk, because we have a chance to do it, let's talk NFL first. Did I not tell you yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
There were those who were rolling their eyes at this idea that I thought it was going to be a great matchup.
No, it was the perfect time to play this game.
Perfect time to play this game. And it was every bit as entertaining as I predicted it would be. Browns win 35-30. And not only that, in the middle of the first quarter at some point, I got a call from Jeffrey saying, I quote, suck it, Mike Lombardi.
Yes.
Because Mike Lombardi had said that Baker's trash.
Yes.
And that he just doesn't
have
it.
Can't throw left.
Can't throw rolling left.
Can't read
stand in
defense.
The pocket and whatever. Yeah. All he can do is roll right and throw. He's not that accurate.
Uh-huh.
And he's a very limited quarterback. And it's not going to work out for him.
Yes.
And all he does is come out 16 of 23, 219 yards, two touchdowns, throws that dime to Odell Beckham Jr., 43 yards. That ball was 53.4 yards in the air, which is his fourth longest touchdown pass in the air since he has been in the league. He looked efficient. He wasn't perfect. You know, he
No, he had one terrible that pick was terrible.
Yeah, pick was terrible. But he was good, and I'm back to liking him better than Josh Allen.
Yes. It's good to be back. Listen, I know some people, I know the hashtag haters out there will maybe point out that
you were wavering.
Jeff, it was tough. It was tough. What I saw on Sunday was tough. And I'm glad my boy just said, you know what? I understand some of you out there, you have this doubt creeping in the back of your mind. And he just reminded me, no, sir, not today. It's done. It's over with. We're back. But you know what?
A lot of play action.
Well, this was the other thing that I noticed last night.
They did roll. A lot of
you know what
legs.
It is about,
it felt like a smart.
Yes, they utilized him.
They utilized him well.
But you know what I realized about NFL Twitter? Like every Twitter kind of has a atmosphere, a mood. NFL Twitter is people yelling at each other, trying to defend their take that they've had for like 3 years.
So because you hated Josh Allen when he was drafted, you're still hating Josh Allen no matter what happened.
Exactly.
So what's the take that people are defending from 3 years on Baker?
He's too short. Oh. He's too short. He can't play. Like, he's not a real quarterback. He's not an NFL quarterback.
Don't you think most people liked Baker coming out? I think most people liked Baker.
No, and here's what would be the case that I would use to prove my point. Have you noticed Sam Darnold really doesn't take all that much crap? Like, he really doesn't. Like, he's horrific. And people will go out of their way, like, well, Gase, bad franchise. Like, people go out of their way to really not blame him.
That's because he is not polarizing the way Baker is, either in personality. And he didn't go one. He didn't go
correct.
One. The Browns, but I didn't, like, there
but
was
Trubisky,
some criticism.
So Trubisky.
Takes a lot of crap.
Correct. Like, if you, it's
I think it's because that's with a franchise that, but for Trubisky, would contend, right?
Correct.
And
but Josh Allen takes a ton of crap because
well, Josh Allen. If Josh Allen is what you're saying about Baker times 1,000,
yes.
All the analysts, all the nerds, all the analytics people, all the whatever hated Josh Allen
because he was not.
They hated him, and so I do think there is a lot of that with him, and maybe there's some of that with Baker too. The other thing that Baker has going for him is Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt. Like,
oh boy.
Like, that is.
Now, they cannot pass protect, but they can get downhill and run block. Like, they are terrible at pass protection, but they can run block.
And they can run block, and
and they can run the ball.
And they can run the ball, and that is going to make him look good. I mean, you know, one of the dudes last night threw it 23 times, one of them threw it 61 times.
Yes.
And the better way to win is, even in this era, is not throwing it 61 times.
Usually when you're throwing it 61 times, you are behind.
That is not the better way to win. Nick Chubb with 124 yards, Kareem Hunt with 86 on the ground. They've got the Washington football team next, and then the Cowboys. I think things are interesting again for the Browns, yes?
Yeah, I would say I mean, the Browns are always
critical. That was a critical game last night.
But I think I would make the argument the Browns, like, anytime you have those personalities,
are always interesting.
They're interesting. Like, even if they're imploding, they're interesting.
What'd you think of Burrow? 37 of 61, 316 yards, three touchdowns. It is the last time a rookie quarterback through 60 or more passes. It actually shockingly happens more than you think, 60 or more passes. Jared Goff threw 64, I think, last year.
Yeah, because it's usually bad team. Goff is kind of the exception, but it's usually if you're a starting rookie quarterback, you're usually on a really bad team.
Goff didn't do it as a rookie. Goff did it last year as a, I mean,
oh yeah, that was the
throwing
that was
it
the
60
Tampa
times
game.
Is
yeah.
It is unusual for a rookie. It's not unusual, as unusual as you would think for a quarterback. Drew Bledsoe once, I recall, threw it 70 times,
yeah.
I believe. The last rookie to do it, that is unusual, is the great Chris Wienke.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Wienke.
Yes.
36 of 63, mm-hmm. 223 yards, a touchdown, and a pick. Now, that offensive line of the Bengals is truly horrific.
Yes.
And that makes you worry a little bit for Joe Burrow and whether, you know, what his season is going to be like. But right now, you're starting a new franchise. It is the Lord Jeffries, and based here in Memphis, Tennessee. And you get your pick of Baker Mayfield or Joe Burrow. Who are you taking?
I still am taking Baker.
Really?
Yes, and here's why. Everyone wants, like, I think this is not shade at Burrow, because you know I love Burrow. However, a lot of what happened last night was Cleveland being moronic. And here's what I mean. Rookie quarterback. Hey, rookie, welcome to the league. We're going to play man coverage, and we're coming after you. Like, that's not how you beat Joe Burrow. You don't go man up, let him pick a matchup, and let him throw the football. Because he's really freaking good at that. He is remarkably accurate. He has
What does Baker do better than Joe Burrow?
First off, we have a larger sample size. And yes,
but the sample size isn't good.
Yes, there's plenty.
As an NFL quarterback, the sample size is.
There is plenty
you feel
of
less,
good.
You, yes, there's plenty of good, but
yes.
There's also much more bad than you would have expected. Right now, one is a sort
not
of.
Not really. Young quarterbacks struggle.
Right.
So with Burrow, let's all.
Oh, come on. You don't think Baker Mayfield's career so far has gone less well than expected as the number one pick in the draft?
Yeah, last year was, there's no getting
around
it.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Again,
so the sample size isn't a positive sample with Baker Mayfield. I'm just like, what does Baker do better?
He has a stronger arm.
He
definitely has a stronger arm.
He's a bigger arm.
Like, you watch the RPM. Well, here's what Burrow's going to really struggle with. Like, he does not have the fastball. He has a unbelievable touch, and he has unbelievable accuracy. But there are some of those out routes that are going to be very problematic. But also, we don't have a sample size of Joe against zone coverage in the NFL.
No, we haven't seen it.
Like, I just think everyone was... I was getting very frustrated last night listening to everyone go off on Burrow, 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 when one guy had a near-perfect passer rating in the first half, 11 yards an attempt, 3 out of his 4 drives were touchdown drives, and they were averaging 9 yards a play. And it felt like the Bengals were up at half.
Well, I mean, yes. It of course, one guy is in his third year.
Correct.
And one guy has a much better team around him.
Correct.
Sort of much better weapons around him. Although you're exactly right. For not just the first half. At the end of the day, for all of those throws that Joe Burrow threw, he had a 90.6 passer rating, and Baker Mayfield had a 110.6 passer rating. Anyway, it'll be fun to watch over the next few years as it develops. I like them both. And I'd be very happy. I would trade Josh Allen straight up for either of them. And there are some people who find my skepticism around Josh Allen to mm-hmm. be unattractive as a Bills fan. I don't care. Like, I'm wired to be disappointed. I say it, so if it happens, I'm not disappointed. That's why. Am I delighted when Josh Allen is great? Of course I am. I'm thrilled. And I wish for him to be great. Okay. In the other big game of the night, the Miami Heat once again came back from a double-digit deficit to defeat the Boston Celtics. Truth of the matter is the Heat have lost one game in the bubble, one game
yep.
in the postseason. Lost one game in the postseason. And that game, they never trailed by more than five. So once you're down by 10,
the Heat are down by
10, they got you right where they want it.
They're like Seabiscuit. You got to get in front.
Yeah. They got to get kind of ticked off, and here they come. And then, of course, afterwards, you had this, there's been great a lot of talk about Marcus Smart and F-bombs and all of this coming from the Celtics locker room. It doesn't surprise me at all. Like, they had both of these games in hand. And they're both of these games in hand, and you're down 2-0 now after a third quarter where you look like a embarrassing high school team that can't solve a zone.
Yeah.
Like
that, yes.
You literally, they throw a zone at you. And mind you, it's not like it's not like Brad Stevens is a bad coach, and it's not like they haven't seen a zone before. It's not even like they haven't seen more complicated zones before because they just played Toronto, which is throwing all kinds of stuff at you. But there they go. They have the game in hand. And they lose the third quarter 37-17. It is the worst quarter of their season. They won every quarter but the third quarter when they couldn't do a damn thing against the zone. I will criticize Brad Stevens for not putting in Grant Williams earlier. Like, Grant Williams sort of knows it worked. You know, he can get inside, he set picks. He was good against the zone. And as soon as they did, it made an immediate difference. But it's.
Well, in fairness, Grant Williams is the most college player of their players.
There you go,
and
right.
So it makes sense that he would know how to, just like, oh, yeah, I've seen plenty. Come on, get on my back. I know what to do here.
But it's funny because people are ripping the Clippers for choking, right?
Yeah.
Justifiably so. The Celtics are choking.
Their collapse is very similar.
Jimmy Butler has said that Boston has more talent. Now, whether you believe that or not, maybe it's just part of the games that he plays. They have had both games in hand, and then in the biggest moments, Miami is making play after play after play. And, last night it was Dragic hitting two step-back, one's a three, and down the stretch, and then you contrast that to Boston.
I think I would phrase it this way. The Heat are making plays down the stretch. However, the Celtics are giving the Heat the opportunities to make plays that can, they've had plenty of opportunities to put them away. But because they can't put them away,
right?
And then
when you get into the
clutch
moments, Toronto's. Miami at that point is kind of on a roll,
exactly.
Right? They have the confidence that comes from we came back from 17 down, baby.
Yes.
We can do this. Like whatever.
And you've
basically been
just kind of hanging on, trying to get the game over with.
But it feels like, well, and Jason Tatum, for example, Jason Tatum had a chance to win the first game. In regulation, ball in his hand, anything he wanted, doesn't make the shot.
Settled for.
But then here he had a corner three, could have tied it up, doesn't make the shot. Then there was Tyler Herro miss.
Wait, those exist.
He doesn't block out Bam Adebayo, and boom, that's it. In the moment, the Celtics seem like an immature team, honestly. They seem like a team, we got this.
The team that would fight in a locker room after a game?
Yeah. I mean, there is one team that is together for, the whole time. It just feels like they're unrelenting in their approach to the game. And by the way, it's a bunch of, Tyler Harris, a kid.
Yeah.
Is he 19? Is he 20? I don't know. Tyler Herro's a kid. And, Duncan Robinson's the former Division III player. Comes out and makes four threes in the first 10 minutes.
That kid at Rhodes.
Here's the question for me is, it's interesting. I should love this because my biggest complaint about the NBA.
Herro's 20, by the way.
My biggest complaint about the NBA is we always know who's going to win, right? Yeah. The NBA is total unlike the NHL, unlike Major League Baseball, and certainly unlike the NFL.
Yeah, if an upset happens, there's usually context, someone got hurt.
Or something else. I can tell you at the beginning of the season who's going to be, not just be in the finals. I can tell you at the beginning of the season who's going to be in the semifinals. There's very little. Yeah, there's drama during the course of the regular season because games are fun and upsets happen and blah, blah, blah. But at the end of the day, you look up, it's the exact same teams you knew that were going to be there at the end of the day. I should love this right? And I did love Denver knocking off the Clippers. But I will say it is such a superstar and sort of image-driven, matchup-driven league.
Yep.
Unlike the NFL, where it doesn't matter who the hell is in the Super Bowl, right,
no.
at all.
No.
That Denver wasn't supposed to beat the Clippers. I should love that they did. And, in fact, I did. But it does make this next series much less intriguing.
No, I mean, to me, it's very similar.
Lakers and Clippers just, like, would have been incredible to watch. And now Lakers-Denver feels incredibly anticlimactic. And let me ask you this. If you've got Boston, for me, Boston is the bigger. I know if you got the Lakers, the Heat, you do have the LeBron story, right?
Yeah.
LeBron left the Heat, whatever. Now he's playing his old team in the finals, et cetera. But the glamour is Lakers-Boston. I would rather see Lakers-Boston. Just, I don't know why even. Like, it's because I am a prisoner of the, I want to see the glamour teams play each other. Even though I ostensibly root
see,
for
I
want to
see
underdogs.
The glamour stars play against each other. And because really. Like,
there are no, there is
yeah,
not.
Yeah, in the East, there
there's
is.
Not a, there's not a superstar left.
No.
Who's the biggest star? Tatum? Butler?
Like, I guess it, the biggest star is probably
two.
Jimmy Kemba? Butler.
I guess,
it's probably Jimmy
it's
Butler.
It's that level star. There's
yeah.
no superstar.
So it's that guy
there's
that's...
There's no superstar
yeah.
remaining. But Boston has the advantage of being the Boston. It would be a Celtics-Lakers final.
Correct. And a great color scheme clash, you know, but...
It would feel big time.
I don't think the Celtics cachet... Like, it doesn't really move the needle for me.
Anyway, I mean, you can't not be impressed by the Heat, and what we're seeing here is like,
is this 10-1 now?
Yeah, it just doesn't usually work in the NBA that being gritty, playing together like a team, all of that actually matters in the end. Like all of that matters to some level. It can get you, you know, it can get you into the playoffs. It can, but in the end. It's just who you got as superstars. And this season, for whatever reason in the bubble, that stuff seems to matter more. All you have to do is look at Denver. All you have to do is look at the Heat and see what we are dealing with. All right, we're going to take a break. Come back. We'll talk to Jason Smith next, then Chris Harrington, and then Jeffrey is going to make you a boatload of money. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now through September 22nd, you can earn 4 times the fuel points on gift cards. Just download your digital coupon. Restrictions apply. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which has reopened at 50% capacity. They've instituted sanitation procedures greater than what the CDC and health department require, including a 3-step approach to sanitizing tables so you can get back inside right now. So go order online at memphisbbqco.com.
I'm listening daily. You are not alone. During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. Here's Jeff Gutt of Stone Temple Pilots on the importance of asking for help.
There's a stigma that goes against people going to get help because it's seen as a weakness, where I believe that should be seen as a strength for someone to know that they need some help. And I think everyone's been there in their lives when it's just beneficial to, even if it's just to bounce ideas off of or have a professional to talk to sometimes. But I think the stigma against that and how it's looked down upon is 90% of it. I think if everyone can just help each other instead of trying to judge everyone another right away based on things like that, I think the world would be a better place.
Join us September 23rd for the 2-hour I'm Listening special with members of Cage the Elephant, Katy Perry, Luke Combs, Waka Flocka Flame, Jon Bon Jovi, medical experts, and more. For details, visit imlistening.org.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. Dealing with battery problems? We've got you. Let's start with a free battery test. If you just need a free charge, we can help with that too. And if it's time for a new battery, we've got you covered. We're the only place you can find Duralast, the batteries more consumers choose. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination, where help is always in stock. Claims based on a proprietary consumer study and data from the NPD Group 2019. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Microban 24 protects against Staphylococcus aureus and Enterobacter aerogenes bacteria, but does not provide 24-hour protection against viruses. Every time you touch a surface, you leave behind bacteria. To keep surfaces sanitized all day, use Microban 24. Spray on hard surfaces to kill 99.9% of viruses and bacteria initially. Once dry, Microban 24 is effective for 24 hours on bacteria when used as directed. Microban 24 sanitizing spray, bathroom, and multi-surface cleaner.
This is you waiting for dinner on an ordinary vacation.
It's a two-hour wait for a table.
This is you waiting for dinner on a real vacation. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Take the wheel at your nearest RV dealer or at GoRVing.com.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help, offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes, try new styles in the comfort of your own home, and there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix. Personal styling for everybody.
It's time to catch the falling prices at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah during our Fallback Kia Sales Event. You'll find best mass market brand and initial quality 5 years running for Kia with J.D. Powers, and we Gossett all at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah. Get 2024 Forte 131 a month, 36-month lease. How about a 2020 Soul 148 a month, 36-month lease? And check out the all-new 2021 Kia K5, now just 189 a month, 36-month lease. And they're all just $31.49 due at signing. And in these uncertain times, Gossett says rest assured with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36-month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, excludes acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, $6.50 acquisition fee, Forte, LE22-4963, Soul, L712-0906, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for details, includes all rebates and incentives, PF59875, excludes tax title and license, see dealer for complete details, not all customers will qualify.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You should be using Triumph Bank already. I presume you are. I presume you're happy. I presume you have you understand what I'm talking about when I talk about the level of service that you get from Triumph Bank. If not, you still got time to get to Triumph Bank. It's kind of like it can be kind of daunting to think about moving your account. It's really not. Like I did it, and I like, oh, this was easy. And then what was really easy was banking ever since. It has really made a huge difference, as I just had no idea. It's like the difference between black and white and color when you're watching a movie. You see, whoa, color. That's amazing. Like, I didn't know it could be like this. That's what banking at Triumph Bank is like. They're investing in the community and making banking easy for you. Okay, I'm a little flabbergasted here because I am sitting across from Jason Smith for the first time in eons. We've been doing this on the phone, and now you are sitting here across from me through the plexiglass.
Are you uncomfortable?
No, I'm not.
No, seriously, when was the last time you had anybody in the studio, like, at the same time?
Before pre-pandemic. This is the
John,
first.
John and I have been going across the glass now, so we're a little bit, probably a little bit more comfortable than you are right now.
It's funny, how comfortable? No, it's more, it's not that I'm uncomfortable. Like,
We have plexiglass between us for the.
Okay, can we discuss this plexiglass for a minute?
If you want to.
Do you really believe this plexiglass is, the plexiglass is.
Things can circulate around it, you're saying?
It's 3 feet, 2 feet, 2.5 feet wide, maybe. It's 2.5 feet wide, 2.5 feet tall. It's a square of plexiglass that is between you and me. But then from the plexiglass to the ceiling is.
2.5 feet wide, Jeff?
What is it, 3 feet wide?
That's more than 2 feet. It's probably.
I'll tell you exactly how long.
He's going to take off his shoe and measure
my
like he did back in Buffalo.
My shoe is one.
There you go.
Two. Not 3 feet. It's not 3 feet. It's not 3 feet wide.
Not quite.
And it is one. I mean, I'm grateful to the guy who gave us the plexiglass because
it's of it as a mask.
One, two, not quite 3 feet. It's not 3x3. So
I should leave, is what you're saying?
No, not at all.
You're going to be fine.
It's like a mask. I think that's the way to put it.
By the way, which you didn't even mention. Happy birthday. That's why I'm here.
Oh, that's awfully nice. Thank you, Nat.
When I get to talk to you, that means it's Friday. And I figured on this special Friday, I'd come in here and look you right into your eyes and
you're
do this
nice.
Segment.
You're nice to say that. And I do want to say birthday. That only because someone came through with the plexiglass for us is the only reason that you and John
can do the show in the same studio.
While I am a little skeptical about the plexiglass in terms of its.
We've been
efficacy,
going for a while now.
I'm not at all skeptical of the impact that has had on radio because you guys, it's great having you back together in the studio.
I can tell the difference just with John.
Like you ask if I'm uncomfortable. I'm very rarely uncomfortable with this stuff, aren't you?
It had been a while.
But I mean, I said that. I went to lunch with Terry Tippett yesterday. Have you eaten inside somewhere?
No.
And you would not?
I'm closer. I mean, I'm sending my son back to school.
I heard that too.
So you have to be comfortable enough to do that. I mean, we watched videos. We've looked at the numbers from Shelby County. The school my son's at, obviously monitoring the health department numbers very closely. They feel good enough that they're going to open it back up here late September.
And you are going to
next week. He's got one more week of.
I heard you talking about this with John yesterday on your show. You prayed about it and decided.
Yeah, we did. I mean, what else can you do at this point? I mean, he's gonna wear the mask all day. They're not gonna go to cafeteria. You know, they're eating lunch in class. Well, it'll be interesting to see how many come back with us because remember when Shelby County students had a choice and the parents did the survey, about 75-77% of them said they were gonna stay at home. So I'm curious to know how many other kids will be back with Chris because quite a few parents seemed ready to do all virtual the whole semester.
That number, by the way,
after doing half of that. I know, the number
was
skewed.
It was totally skewed. It was because you had to.
Well, John and I talked about that you want, there's so many situations in Memphis, the people that did not respond to that.
You had to opt out. You had to opt out. If you were just going to show up, you didn't have to say anything. And so literally, it was totally skewed
number. You
didn't
get that side of it.
And there was, yes. And so there was, actually, there's various people have said that the way they did it, was intentional to make it seem like
everybody wanted to
like
stay home.
Everyone wanted to stay home.
Well, do we have any idea what that real
home.
Number is? I mean, what's your guess? Is it one out of every two households? Is it worse? Is it in Memphis? Is it two out of three want to go back?
I would bet a giant minority of a considerable minority of people want to do virtual over in-person learning in Shelby in Shelby County schools.
Well, and now that we've been through it for a while, and I've heard you and Gary talking about it, you and I have talked about it. I mean, you realize how much your kid is losing. It taxes you, the working parent. These situations where you've just got one, where you've got grandma, grandpa raising, I can't imagine how they're getting that done.
And we don't see from the other schools.
Behind.
And we don't see, like, you don't see schools closing left and right.
Right. Collierville shut down for what, 2 weeks?
And Collierville did, and that was right. really because of football. Like, mm-hmm. but like, if
the
you're
school shut
if
down, you, they opened it back up.
From school, we do not have a, much of a record of
I'm praying
schools closing
way,
down.
I'm praying it stays that way. You know that it is does for my kid. What he's going to do real quick is the headmaster at my school doesn't want to mix flu and COVID season. So after Thanksgiving, much like college football, they're going to shut it down.
Oh,
well, much like they're going to shut it down. I guess college football won't, but schools will. Remember, that was the plan, is we're going to get them out by Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And he will be back to virtual for that period through Christmas break. And then next semester, we get the choice again of whether we're going to do virtual or in person. And so he'll be back during flu season.
And is he looking forward?
Didn't want to mix the two.
Is he happy to be going back?
Oh, he pushed the button. That's what I was, after our prayer, he pushed the sign the sign in.
Oh, he was
for in person. Yeah, let him push it. And you talked about how much of this is a first grader going to remember. We were doing that last week, and is this just going to be a blip in the old memory? I think he will, because
absolutely.
I mean,
will,
the two of
think?
Us prayed on it. And he hit the I'm in, and he's all for it, man. He's ready to go in. I told him it's going to be different, dude. You know, you're going to have the mask on all day. You're going to hate it. But it will be much better for him, obviously, praying for safety.
I suspect the kids will be better about the masks than the grown-ups were. You know, I suspect that's...
I worry about the first grade, you know, kindergarten. How do you keep one on a pre-K kid?
I don't mean they'll be good about
it. But I know what you mean.
They won't be kvetching about it. They won't be screaming about their rights.
There's not any...
Yeah,
the flu's worse.
You know what?
Like we've seen in some of these videos.
Let's be honest.
You know,
I'm in America. Why should I have to wear pants? You know, like why? Shouldn't my freedom suggest, Jeffrey, why do I need to wear pants? This is America, for God's sakes. Why do I need to wear pants?
And as
Jason points out, it's also my birthday. I should be able to go pantsless on my birthday in America, for God's sakes.
John and I are trying to think about what to get you, because quite honestly, you've done, let's be real, you've done a lot for us. And from Memphis.
No,
so
that's
silly. What do you give a man who has everything but deserves even more?
A new puppy.
For everything he's done for Memphis.
You know what I got the other day?
That's work, though.
My puppy's now just fun.
It's like work.
What I got, my brother sent me cupcakes.
Brother from Chicago?
This is the brother. This is the brother who lives in Cleveland. I guess there was a TV show called Georgetown Cupcakes or something. There was this... Huh? There's this net. Do you know
that?
Yeah, it rings a bell.
Like
vaguely,
one of my wife's.
Yeah.
Google Georgetown cupcakes. Anyway, I got this. I'm not like a big sweet cupcake guy. And then I live alone. My kids aren't with me anymore. So I got a dozen cupcakes, and they're the cupcakes where the frosting
gourmet
is cupcake. As high as the cupcake itself, right? The like at Muddy's and like at Frost. So I got a dozen of these.
What in the world are you going to? They're going to sit around for a while, aren't they?
I ate three within the first half an hour, 15 minutes.
Are they that good?
Must be fantastic.
DC Cupcakes was the name of the show.
DC Cupcakes. Is that what you're thinking of?
Maybe
that's it.
Is Georgetown Cupcakes one of the DC Cupcakes? Anyway, these were delicious cupcakes. I ate three. I'm really not. And then I went on Facebook and I said, does anyone, my Sea Isle was my neighborhood. I just said, does anyone want cupcakes?
It is Georgetown Cupcakes.
There you go. See, there's this world famous cupcakes. And I just gave them to whoever wanted to come claim my cupcakes.
So you're always so generous.
I know. I ate three, demolished three.
I get intimidated by lots of icing.
All that icing.
I'm not a big icing guy.
Anyway, I do agree. When the icing is as high as the actual cupcake itself,
that's
gourmet icing.
Don't you think there's a gender thing with cupcakes? Don't you think cupcakes, those gourmet cupcakes, are fundamentally women's work?
In terms of
shops for them, who buys them, and who eats them? At Muddy's and at Frost and at any gourmet cupcake place,
moms and kids.
Isn't it 80%? Yes, moms and kids.
Yeah.
Grown men don't eat cupcakes.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't think to go get cupcakes for my kids. My wife does, though. That's her thing. Like, we're gonna get cupcakes for the kids' birthday. We're gonna make them. You know, we're gonna dress them up and put some kind of design on them and all that. I don't even think I don't speak that language.
I think the setting exactly the just language. What you said. Like, if you put them in front of us, it's not like, oh, we refuse to eat this.
Right.
But we there's
I don't no look for them.
Like, we don't think about like, oh, let's go get a cupcake. Like,
and I'm not
ice cream.
Listen, if you're male and going to Frost every day or Muddy's every day, I'm not judging you in any way. Like, I'm like, cupcakes, but I just think
you're going every day, you're gonna get pretty fat.
I don't want to sexually gender stereotype, mm-hmm. right? I'm
we know you're anti.
I believe it's all a continuum, a fluid continuum, right? So. But on that continuum, Men like chicken wings. Women like cupcakes. Women don't like chicken wings. Men don't like cupcakes. They'll eat them. They'll eat them.
Mm-hmm. I like boneless wings.
You do not.
We've discussed this before. I think I heard Jeffrey Wright screaming about this once, or you two screaming.
We're saying
guys were agreeing that those aren't real wings.
They're not Jeff wings. Screaming.
Processed chicken that I can't call a wing.
It's a lie. It's a lie. All right, so moving on to sports.
Let's go.
Okay, first of all, NFL teams in the Memphis, in 92.9 studio, rank them. Okay, so we no longer have Eric's Green Bay Packers. We have your Bears.
Oof, bottom.
We've got, what do you mean? Dramatic win.
Stop. I'm not going to pretend that we're some kind
of
contender.
We got your Bears.
Year. We're at the bottom of the list.
We've got John's Raiders.
They look better than us right now.
We got my Bills. Notice I don't rank them no seasons, but this season I'm going to go ahead and rank them.
We have
Jeffrey's Giants.
Giants and Bears this weekend.
Who's Connor? What's Connor's team?
Connor is Patriots, right?
I don't know.
We got Bennett's
Titans.
Brad? He's Raiders. He's jumped on the. Brad
around.
Is such a, like, yeah.
He's a Raider this year.
This year.
Yeah,
he was a Cowboy. He was an Eagle.
Dak Eagle.
Yeah, because, like,
point,
he had.
Yeah,
now he's a Raider. Now he's a Raider. So it's Jeffrey, it's Raiders.
So you were Bennett at the time.
Giants,
right?
Bears, Bills, Titans, Washington football team. Washington football team. That'd be Giannotto's team, right?
Correct.
Oh, I guess that's right.
And what did we put that for Connor?
I'm pretty sure Connor's the Pats because, like, his dad's from Boston or
okay,
there's, like,
we'll
a Boston connection.
We'll assign him the Pats. Okay, rank those teams.
Bennett.
Oh, screw you.
You.
It's my birthday, and you couldn't get me.
You don't want to be one. Let's be real. As soon as I said it, you'd say,
no. Right.
We're gonna
you're exactly right.
Josh Allen.
It was a gift of me that you didn't rank him one. Thank you.
I'm trying.
Appreciate that.
I was thinking ahead already. I know what you were going to do. Year two. After that, I guess you'd have to go maybe Connor for giving him Patriots. I think you said we
I
took Eric
probably.
Out. Green Bay would obviously be in there. You
Giants
go
last.
Patriots.
Giants. No. Giants or Washington football team.
Hey,
I think Washington.
The football team. Like,
Washington
they
football team.
They
Washington
cannot
football? May have a better defense than the Giants.
Well, they definitely have a better defense than the Giants, but, like, their defense is probably, like, if you're comparing,
could be one of the best
of those two teams. The football team at least does something well.
Play okay, defense. So Giants
looks competent though this week. Let's not act like you.
But
you're
that's because we've
show.
Been so bad. Like, we've looked so incompetent.
Just couldn't get
Giants last.
Saquon going.
So you're from the bottom. It goes Giants, Washington football team, and then
Bears, Raiders above us right now. I think the power rankings, which I initially bristled up at, are right. The Raiders are a better team than the Bears right now. Bears defense didn't look all that hot either against Detroit.
And then Patriots below the Bills. And then Bills,
yeah,
and then
yes, definitely Patriots,
and then Titans.
Bills.
Jeffrey, are you down with that ranking fundamentally?
It's the right list, isn't it, Jeff?
I think it's probably the
Bills
right
Bills one, Titans two, Pats three.
You got Bills one, okay.
Bears four, Raiders five.
Oh, he got Bears over the Raiders.
Yeah,
explain yourself.
They still have.
Man, we have Mitch Trubisky.
Yeah,
they have 4,000 yard passer in Derek Carr.
But you've got the best. The Bears defense the best unit that,
like,
there is?
I know what Jason's saying. They didn't.
One.
It was
didn't
awful.
Great.
We didn't get
Stafford.
Any
Stafford was really
Winden
good
play.
Last year before he got hurt.
He was.
And then he got
always
hurt.
Is.
And this year, like, I still think that the Bears defense is fine. Like, in terms of, like, what they're supposed to.
It's the
to
bottom
be.
Of the list. What more interesting is that you find the Bills better than the Titans. Which
yes,
clearly makes them the best in their division,
honestly,
and maybe the fourth best team in the AFC. You're saying because that's where the Titans would
be
behind
best
the
yeah.
Steelers, behind
most
the,
power.
And you
rankings,
think maybe I'm ahead of this?
Most team. Power yeah. rankings right now do have the Bills. I'm not. I'm as you know, I'm a skeptic, but yeah. most do have the Bills over the Titans. Okay, what's the? We got news this week that the Memphis Tiger basketball season was going to be underway. This is a lot like a lot of things with me. And nice to hear it theoretically, but it doesn't feel real to me yet, right? Like,
sure,
I'm having a hard time getting fired up for it sure. in the same way that for the longest time I had a hard time getting fired up for Memphis football until it happened. Then I really enjoyed game one. What are you thinking about the Memphis Tiger basketball season? What is it going to look like?
I'm cautiously optimistic because we've gone into these saying, okay, deep run in the NCAA tournament. Feels like we've done that now for a while. And, well, I guess certainly last year. And there's the, you know, I'm already hearing it from John, you know. So I've sort of tried to temper my expectations. That said, if there's any year, right, to think that, okay, this could be it. Not just getting back, but actually making a deep run. And you haven't even ended the drought yet in terms of the NCAA tournament drought. But if there's a year, it does seem to all be coming together. I talked about this with Jeffrey and Giannotto yesterday. They've got what looks to be enough non-conference opportunities, some really good ones, right? Then you get, if you do the 20 games in the AAC, right? You're going to get Cincinnati twice. You're going to get Houston twice. You don't have to worry about all that anymore, right? So you'll get some decent opportunities there. But more so, it's about what you can keep in the non-conference. If you can keep Tennessee, if you can keep Auburn, which it feels like you're going to be able to, do this battle for Atlantis up in Sioux Falls, get a couple of nice opportunities there.
And that was on again, off again, yesterday.
But really, it was always on. It was, we've canceled it. As far as my understanding, and I think, you know, John checked on it too yesterday with that side of it, Memphis' side of it, I'm pretty sure, that it's canceled in the Bahamas,
right, exactly,
because of travel.
Right.
They're playing it in Sioux Falls. This is right. happening just like we suspected. Rothstein reported this a while back, and yesterday came back and confirmed it. You've got such good non-conference opportunities in a year where you finally got talent with experience.
Right.
Gary has preached this year after year because he's watched college basketball and covered it so closely year after year. Experience so valuable, and we saw it last year as the most inexperienced team in the country. We saw how much they missed it. You know, you could see it in the 4 to 5 to 6 minute stretches they didn't score. Having a Landers Nolly, who was a bucket and was all year long in the ACC last year, and now he's in the AAC, that is a huge difference maker. Now to go with the talent, who knows, if you get DeAndre Williams, okay, great. I mean, he's played for Evansville as part of an upset over Kentucky, but I wonder if they're just as fine, if not better off without him, because then you're getting into a lot of bodies. Maybe so. That's another guy at the four. Maybe you're better with him. I'd probably make that. That's probably the case. Either way, they're fine right now, is what I'm saying.
So what though?
So good non-conference opportunities to help seeding, coupled with not just a freshman laden team, a team that's got some experience. It lines up.
And do you think they're going to be flying around playing games in empty arenas? What do you think it's going to look like?
Oh, I have no idea on that. I'm imagining so. I mean, and it depends on what region they're playing in. Number one, that's
no. I don't mean for the tournament. I mean for the regular season.
Yeah, like, some of these games they're playing. Will there be fans there? Even the conference games.
Yeah, like take the conference schedule.
It depends on where that game is, right? I mean, and what's going on locally in those areas. That's going to be part of it.
What do you think is going to happen to FedEx Forum?
Oh, I hope we can get back to a point where at some point this season you've got some fans in FedEx Forum. It's not going to be full. There's no way you're going to fill that thing up again this season.
You're going to have a few.
I don't see that.
You have some fans.
I see some distancing going on. Maybe you're getting
very
to a point
few
where you,
fans.
Right.
They will not be able to take care of their season ticket holders, all of their season ticket holders.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's
not even close.
That's not going to be a pretty situation. Because I think, too, you're going to have to move back, possibly. And those folks that were paying big bucks.
Do they want
to
sit upstairs?
They got to move back a little bit. Now, I doubt they're going upstairs, Jeff. A lot of money. But they're going to have to go back. And so the people that were there.
Sitting upstairs is going to be a good seat now. Like,
be a comfortable seat for me.
You're not going to get many people downstairs. You're not going to fit many people downstairs at least 12 feet apart, probably more than that because it's inside. Maybe it's 18 feet apart. You know,
I can see that. But don't you think there's still going to be some people in the lower bowl?
That's what I mean. But there won't be many.
No, I can't imagine there will be. And the place will not be full.
200?
But I imagine you will have fans to some degree in FedEx Forum at some point this season. That's my hope more so than an expectation.
And then they'll fly off to some places and whatever. In Houston, there may be nobody in the stands.
Maybe nobody
in
Houston,
whatever.
Right. But at Wichita State, you may have.
And we're going to see what basketball looks like. NBA basketball has been so highly stylized in the bubble that it's just a different experience. They can't do this to every college basketball arena. It's just going to look like first round. American Athletic Conference tournament games.
And I think you'd also have to expect, much like football, there are going to be games you don't get done because some programs having an issue. Some programs got to do contact
tracing.
If you got
five players, boom, you're done.
And you're done. It's not like we're football where even more so you can plug in. We've seen them not be able to plug in and have to postpone. That's Arkansas State's deal this week. And so that, with basketball and just, what, 15-man rosters, you're going to have more of that, I would suspect. So the idea that they'll get 27, 26 regular season games in, you know, it's probably pretty far-fetched, too.
You asked me yesterday about the UT San Antonio game. I actually think, as I've been thinking about this.
Is it looking okay?
No, but let's just say that they, let's say that they, that a lot of the positive tests and contact tracing and all stemmed from immediately after the Arkansas State game.
Right.
So that would have been, let's say, Saturday, Sunday, whatever, right after there. So Sunday, they get tested Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they come back positive Sunday. So then they have to be in quarantine for 2 weeks.
That's my
Well, that was last week, and then that's this Sunday. That's 2 weeks. So most of those dudes should be out of quarantine by the time to prepare for UT San Antonio. I think, doesn't that make, unless.
Oh, it jives. But I mean, you better not have any hiccups or anything. You know, those that got through, hopefully healthy. And we've seen that over at Memphis. Most of them have. They've come through it healthy. It's tight. It's going to be tight.
Right.
So John was dismissive. Oh, yeah, sure, they'll play. I think it's a little bit sketchy.
Well, you never know if there's going to be a new outbreak or whatever.
Again,
yeah.
You know, they're planning right now to go down. Like I said, Tammy DeGroff isn't sending out credentials for media unless the plan is to go down. I think they're going to be through it by that time, and that's the hope. You know, otherwise, you're talking about quite a layoff before they get to a pretty important game at SMU, you know, another conference game.
I don't know how many – games I've looked forward to more than, like, I will be so ready for this team to play another game so we can talk about something other than this particular outbreak and where it came from.
Because the Arkansas State win looks a lot better than it did when it initially happened. That's a good team you beat week one. Yeah, you want to see them get back on the field and see how much more explosive the offense can be.
And change the conversation around whatever we've been talking about the last
Whether
2 weeks,
play or
which
not.
Is kind of irritating. Yeah. Jason, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
It was a pleasure seeing you. Happy birthday,
it's
brother.
Really nice to have you in here. I appreciate it.
It's
going to
happen more often.
Jeffrey, do you sit in a booth with anyone when you call MUS games?
Typically, Coach Ray, who's the upper school principal, he has a new title now, but he runs the upper school, so that's 9 through 12. He played football at Swanee. He's usually the analyst, but as last game, I did it by myself, and I think I'm solo again tonight.
And do you know, has MUS had any problems?
Not that I've heard of. And
well, see, that's the thing.
They don't really keep secrets very well at MUS.
Well, that's the thing. You would know if schools are closing.
Yeah.
All the suburban schools are open.
Yes.
And I haven't heard of any closing.
Other than Collierville, yeah.
I mean, yeah, except Collierville, and then Lausanne had a giant, you know, quarantine situation because of football. And Collierville closed because of football.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know of, unless I'm missing something, I don't know of anyone closing. Doesn't that suggest to you that the Shelby County schools should be moving towards opening? Just like if we say you look at what other people are doing and the success they've had, and obviously challenges are different in every school system, et cetera, but right now we're largely seeing, I think, success through – schools. So why the hell isn't Shelby County Schools trying to open? That to me is the bigger question than why they aren't trying to play football.
That's correct.
Why the hell aren't they trying to open?
Yes, I'm with you.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess the answer is because the health experts are recommending.
But I don't
not.
Even know. Like, I don't. The school board decided. Joris Ray and those guys decided that they shouldn't open. I don't know that. Maybe I'll have to look into that. Did the health department recommend that they not open?
My understanding is they recommended they do not open.
Affordable blinds. 9 day. Here's what you do. Go to 9dayshutters.com. That's the number 9. 9dayshutters.com. I'll do it right now. And you will see what they are all about. But the essence here is that anyone else, so you're doing your blinds, shades, and shutters, they're getting the stuff from China. And it's going to take weeks and weeks and weeks. For example, if you want plantation shutters made for your house, at Affordable Blinds, Chip Wiggins has not just started a Memphis company, but has created a factory right here in Memphis. So they're not just American made, they are Memphis made. And you can, I just called it up, and you can see what they are all about, but you can have plantation shutters installed, handcrafted, installed, made here in Memphis, and installed within 9 days. It's why 9dayshutters.com is where you should go. And by the way, they are also, and I haven't made enough of this, they're half off all blinds through the end of September. September. The phone number 753-5822, 753-5822. When we come back, Chris Harrington is going to join us. We'll talk about what happened in the NBA last night and as what might be unfolding as the Lakers take on the Nuggets. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. Joining me today is Suzanne Hobbs, Director of Communications with Boomer Naturals. It's a U.S.-based wellness company that also offers America's best-selling face masks. Boomer sells a lot of fun masks, but you just came out with one that is super iconic. It's a takeoff of the phrase, no soup for you.
This is so fun. We've teamed up with actor Larry Thomas. He played the role of the soup Nazi on Seinfeld. And instead of now, no soup for you, he's saying, no mask, no soup. We loved his phrase, and we've created three different masks that say no mask, no soup, and it has his picture on it. So if you're a big fan of Seinfeld and this character, it's a great mask to get. They're only available at boomernaturals.com. Our masks are comfortable and breathable and so protective because of that nano silver. So go get your no mask, no soup mask today on our website.
Thanks, Suzanne. For more information on nano silver and to order, go to boomernaturals.com, or for many other patterns and colors, stop by your local CVS pharmacy and be sure to ask for Boomer Naturals nano silver mask and gaiters. Boomer's got you covered.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. If you're average and you're looking for a new pair of running or walking shoes, I suggest you go to an average shoe store where they'll sell you a pair of average shoes built for the average athlete with average size feet. But here's the thing. You're not average. No one is. We all exercise differently. We run differently.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.